Hello and welcome to the Game of Thrones Season 8 Episode 2 Watch Along. We're so happy you guys could join us. I will be your host this evening, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. Joining me, Professor Dan. To my left, to my right, Ryan Malady.
Hello.
And Anna K. Thomas.
Hi guys, so excited.
I'm here too.
And Steven Lemieux,
I forgot your voice.
Our engineer.
It's our wonderful producer, Steven.
And Lemieux literally means the best.
Yeah.
The better.
The
I gotta get good.
So you can't see him, but you can hear him.
So we got like 2 minutes before the episode starts, guys.
Great, okay. Well, it's good to be back. Kristen and I were gone last week. I don't know if anyone
noticed.
They had a long horse ride across the country coming back.
Yeah, we flew literally to the other side of the country. We were in Boston near Salem, Massachusetts. And
King's Landing, a.k.a. King's Landing. Took us about a month to get back here.
Yeah, no. In Game of Thrones time, it took us a quick cutscene. We were back.
What were you guys doing out there?
We were hosting.
Woo!
We were hosting on behalf of AfterBuzz TV. We were out there helping to host the Xfinity Watchathon. Is basically they had a series of all the Game of Thrones episodes, right? They played them all. So if you were an Xfinity customer, you got to watch the entire marathon of shows. And then leading up to it was our ceremony in a big castle leading up to the season premiere. So we got to help host, based on our Game of Thrones expertise, a giant Westerosi map, Westeros and Essos. We got to be kind of like Westerosi weathermen. And describe, you know, what happened, what's coming up next.
Where we
There's
left
a lot of,
off,
a lot
our
of
predictions
fun.
Of where all the characters are going. And HBO was there as well.
HBO was there. Xfinity was there.
And
it was really, really great production. If you guys want to check it out, if you ever want to see it, I know that there's a link right now on my Instagram page at Ryan Malady, at Cinematic Escape for Kristen. And if you go to Xfinity's Twitter page, it'll be there. And I'm sure you can find it at AfterBuzz TV.
And you looked glamorous.
Thank
you. I mean, just full on.
They had us in
the gauntlets.
Yeah, the leather gauntlets. And I don't know if you can see it, but I had this ring on that was a wolf. It was like a silver wolf ring.
You get to keep it?
No, I mean, that stuff's wardrobe. You know, you don't get it. You gotta kill them in order to take it.
Well, people have been killed for less on this show.
That's true.
Well, without further ado, guys.
But we're back, and so excited to be back in the studio.
Yeah, we missed you guys. So happy to be here.
Yeah.
Talking about the best show on.
Boom.
I can't tell when it's going to start. It just said coming soon. And then I went back to what's my name.
Well, I got a tease for you guys. If you're watching along with us, stay tuned for the episode because HBO actually edited out a lot of what Ryan and I had to say in our predictions on their show.
Yeah.
So we are guessing that those predictions are probably close to true.
You're too darn good.
So stay tuned to our main show so that you can hear what those were.
So fascinating. We went back to watch a little bit to kind of audit our show. And we were like, wait, they cut out the thing about the thing. The night
thing. The thing about the thing.
Yeah, so yeah, stay tuned for our after show. We'll tell you everything that we said. And
everything about the thing.
And what was
all, all the things. The enticing, interesting things that we said.
About the thing.
They must have cut it because we were right.
Why else? 1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. Guys, I just want to let you know that I'm also in our live chat, and I'll be with you during the entire episode. So if you've got comments, predictions, want us to talk about in our after show, hit me up in the live chat, and we'll make sure that we talk about it. So I'll be here with you.
And that's
awesome. Hit that thumbs up.
Yeah, that's at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, right?
AfterBuzzTV Sci-Fi.
AfterBuzz, youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV Sci-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Making it so suspenseful.
I know, right? It's after 8.
We're seeing every promo they got. It's
literally.
I'm looking forward to a lot of this.
Because they know.
They know what they're doing.
That everyone's watching right now. So now is the time to throw out all their cards.
Oh, here we go.
Look at this show we have.
Oh, there it is. Brief nudity, adult content.
Are they going to be swapping things up from the very beginning?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, this has adult language, guys.
Previously on Game of Thrones.
All right, guys, here we go.
Early reveal.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's side eye. Serious.
He looked so young.
That was definitely the old friend he was waiting for.
Yeah, that's so. I can't wait. I can't wait to see Jamie and Bran talking it out.
Yes.
So excited.
Here we are. Catch that image on the sword, Jeremy.
I love this new intro.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Oh, so now it's not flipping. It's totally under their control. You notice how the dominoes did not flip. Now they're flipping. Mm. Going further south. Ooh. Yeah. The tents. The tents and the armaments all around. So they're obviously paying a lot of attention to changing things up each and every show.
Maybe changing the history? Time? Manipulating it, if you will?
Well, each location, if you guys didn't know this, each location...
Are we in the crypts right now?
In the credits will be featured in this episode. Where is this? Where are we? Oh, King's Landing.
King's Landing.
It looks like we're going to be at the Wall, at Winterfell, and King's Landing.
Mm-hmm. I love this. We talked about this last time, but going underneath like that.
That's so cool. So we're going to be in the crypts.
That was has to do with one of our predictions that was edited out.
See, with the astrolabe, though, what they've done is they've gone back in time with the most recent event, the downing of the Wall, and then they've gone back in time years. That's different than perceived or advanced.
Ouch.
Ooh. Kind of uncalled for, though. Yeah.
Ooh.
Lost all credibility.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh!
The things
oh
we
my
do
God,
for love.
Bran!
Well, he actually heard that one. Yeah. He was there for that.
Well, yeah. But he didn't remember it before.
He's going to play a role. Yep, there it is.
about that?
Vouch for him. Do it.
Sorry, Stan.
Boom.
Happening a lot faster than I thought.
Everything's
this would
been
happen.
So accelerated. Oh my god, Danny can't even take it. Oh!
Ooh, Warden of the North.
Putting a, shoot.
Oh my gosh.
It's official title now, is it? Nice. That's a yes for me, Simon.
So she's feeling kind of isolated. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Tyrion, don't even talk, Tyrion. Like, yeah, just quit while you're ahead.
Just exhale.
Where were my love?
Oh. Widow's Wail.
That was Joffrey.
That was, yeah. It was melted down from the
ice.
From Longclaw.
Ice.
Ice.
Ice. Ned Stark's big sword.
Yeah. Longclaw is Jon Snow's.
Yeah.
Okay, Sansa still only stood once Dany stood, so even though they're kind of fighting over this power, she still waited for a beat to stand after Dany.
Yeah. I think they're going to have more commonalities this episode going forward. They're going to agree on more.
There has to be resolution between them. I just don't know if it's going to be this early or if it's going to come another episode or two.
Does there have to be resolution? I feel like conflict is what makes the show good.
Oh, there it is again, this day.
Okay, everyone in our chat is obsessed with Bran's side eye and side comment.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Lost crap. Her harshest tone.
Right.
Making the Arya super weapon?
Yeah. You guys look this up to see what exactly we think it's gonna be.
It's like a, it's like a blade that can disconnect or connect, so like people are thinking they're going to put it on a pole, but also have it as a dagger or like something she can fling too.
Yeah.
Mm. Or maybe
because she's
super
too short range.
Nunchucks.
She has nothing long range right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Long range knife that can project, fling. That's cool.
Oh.
He gave him the brow. Did you notice the brow?
Nice. Will they or won't they?
He doesn't know she's badass.
No. No one really knows.
No one knows.
Maybe the Hound has an idea, but...
Well, Brienne.
Oh, and Brienne, of course.
He looks so much like Christian Bale in this.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
That's not good military intel.
I know, Dan.
I know.
Oh. Oh. Showing some skills.
I love Arya.
Arya.
Damn.
Damn. Freaking bullseye, dude.
Here we go.
All right. I think he's impressed.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Jenna James says, why did Ryan Stirring that remind me of Littlefinger?
Because Ryan thinks he's Littlefinger.
Don't make him do the accent, you guys. Don't make him do it.
Might just Ooh. Come out.
Look at this.
I didn't expect him to be this free.
He's the new Hordor.
Oh, just out wow. the gate. Out the gate.
Wow. Yeah, I knew he wouldn't try to convict him. All.
Ooh.
Bran's all seeing. Does that mean he's seen something that says there's not an afterwards?
He knows the season's only 6 episodes.
Tyrion's realizing he's almost worthless in all of this activity.
Exactly. He's been worthless for a while if you look at some of the advice he's given Dany.
I love Jaime's new armor. Get up.
Oh.
Yeah, but how does he know?
He doesn't. But the prophecy won't allow for her to have a fourth child.
Guys, having it.
Could be a miscarriage. It could be anything. Oh my gosh.
The wine in a girl's mouth wrapped around. He used that joke in the first season.
Cool.
What's he looking at?
Our friends are back from.
Such a bright conversation.
Tormund. I want a Tormund and Brienne.
I know! All about it.
Maybe we'll get it.
Playing with the idea of becoming a zombie. He's already, like, made peace with
Who
it.
Who can that be?
You guys see that the dragon glass is on the edges there now?
Yeah.
They've, like, outfitted
it. They fortified it?
With dragon glass, yeah.
That's so cool. Oh, some traps.
We're gonna need a lot more of those.
I mean, so they're preparing for an invasion.
Oh, Pod knows how to fight now.
Oh, I love Pod.
Pod's got some hair.
Oh, she's so proud.
That's my boy.
She's so proud.
A lover's quarrel.
I missed you. Wishful thinking.
Mm. This is true humility.
Amy is a long way.
So really, without Brienne, he wouldn't have gone.
I disagree with that.
That's what he just said.
Those are just regular people training with the spears, as John talked about a few episodes.
So upset. Oh my God. I remember that. Oh my gosh. That was great.
Knocked him out with an oar.
Yeah.
Now walk away and then be convinced.
Marry me. Make love to me.
Oh, they're not going to show it?
Oh, shoot. What was it?
Probably go make peace with Sansa.
Give her a position.
Jon Royce has been in a lot of scenes. He always keeps getting dismissed.
We should just do a montage of him exiting.
Oh.
He's pretty much commander of the Knights of the Vale, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think they're setting him up. They keep showing him. He's one of the first.
Yeah.
I love Sansa's very hard armored. Yeah.
Okay. I'll say. About to get a little more confident.
God bless you.
Thanks. I don't buy it.
This is just the next step, girl.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Guys, this is not going to end well.
Drogo? Her armor's pretty.
That's what I was saying earlier. I just love the costume design in the show because it really transforms.
She's not making her dresses anymore.
Nope. Turn, guys.
Ooh. Yeah, what about the North, Danny? What about the North?
Ooh.
Saved by the Davos. Oh wait, is it the Maester? Saved by the Maester.
What about that? Oh my
now
god!
That is that's a teleportation. They have gotten rid of all geography.
I mean, the traps are pretty far underway, so it could have had a time.
Yeah, it could be.
Danny is all like...
Well, yeah.
Oh, wow. She's been so hard. She's really moved.
Well, he saved her, right?
I got the tears. Yeah. Who has the tears going right now?
Well,
Daenerys
Dan,
gets
got a
to
little,
see...
Oh, my gosh. Jadan's crying.
Jadan is so sweet.
Professor Dan is
I can't
tearing up
Aeon
right
is
now.
Weak, so I'm just not over that. I don't think I'll ever be over it. But I appreciate this gesture. I do.
I'm not so just... He was also at Blackwater.
Got blown right off a boat.
Yeah.
Gilly!
Anyone in the crypts is going to come back a zombie. It's going to happen.
Predictions!
And what about the dead that are down there already?
Oh, grayscale. Grayscale lookalike.
It's a little Shireen.
But they're setting us up for a lot of moments with children, just like with Ned Umber being
taken Marvin down. Disagrees with me. Marvin says people are way too hard on Theon. I feel like it's just.
Or Night King art coming soon.
Tormund.
Yep.
And Ed.
Oh. They love each other. I love this.
Oh, but they're only a half a day ahead of the...
Oh, that was great.
My little crow.
Ugh. Next episode, war! Yes! Oh my god!
The big woman. He knows her name.
Hope they have fire, too.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
We got dragons, fire. Baby.
Can they make wildfire? They haven't talked about it.
No, not just anyone can. Oh.
Look how one-sided they really believe.
I know, I feel like Bran hasn't had a chance to, like,
prove his power.
Explain or prove his power.
Why don't they keep asking him questions?
Great idea.
Whoa.
Oh my god, I can't handle this, you guys.
But I don't think they...
Redemption time.
Look at that.
Look at that visual.
Looks familiar.
Oh, wow.
Danny is not interested.
He's a Targaryen, it won't.
Is everyone aware of the fact that the Night King has a dragon?
I know.
They've told everyone, right?
And,
yes.
Yeah.
Good point.
And they have tried before. I mean, he's not, the fire didn't get him, but they did try. They lost the dragon.
The dragons aren't nearly as strong as you think they would be, because these guys have, what, 7 or 8 people that can throw these spears.
Right.
Wait, they're really
exposed.
Tell
our watchers what you said about the Olympian, the spear thrower.
Oh, that someone analyzed a former Olympian analyzed his javelin throwing technique. I need to watch that one again.
Pulls up a chair.
Friends, like, we don't have time.
Love it. Now,
oh
Bran.
My god, is Bran gonna die and then Theon is gonna retain all of the knowledge that Bran tells him?
Tyrion? Retain it?
I got so excited, yes.
I don't think he can become three-eyed raven.
I know, but it's like.
I'm eating Easter chocolate. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Thanks for being here.
Aw, Grey Worm scared the kids away.
Mr. Penmanship wants the battle to start now. I don't know if the battle's going to happen this episode. It might be next episode.
It's definitely next episode, but we may see them on the lines at the end of this episode.
Something has to happen.
These two lovebirds.
Oh,
Winterfell has a lot of character, you guys.
I don't know.
Stephen had a bold prediction last time that she was going to turn on Dany.
That wasn't me.
Hey, Jenna thinks the fight's going to be next episode as well. I'm with you, girl.
If there is a traitor, I had said that Missandei, everything's gone too easily. So turnabout. Oh!
No.
There he is, the first time in a while.
Ghost.
Him with this pressure.
I think the crypts will happen for sure.
Yeah.
That might happen this episode.
What, a raising of the dead in the crypt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what was interesting? They had several statues of wolves down there. I'm wondering if it was just symbolic, if there's actually wolves that could be risen.
I believe it.
It would make sense for the Easter episode to have a lot of things risen from the dead.
A nice ring to Oh, Pip.
Last man left, burn the rest of us. Burn them all!
No.
I'm getting goosebumps. Oh, Malachi says the last watch. Oh my god.
Or the lion.
Or monger.
I love it.
He ate a rasher of bacon.
Wow.
Relative terms. I wonder what Tyrion knows now.
After talking to Bran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll have it. He can have it.
Oh my god.
It'd be so exhausting wearing that armor 24/7.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Oh, so no, that now they're
killer.
Oh my gosh.
This is like showing who's manly or what. They're fighting over Brienne in some
this
weird
is great.
Way.
Someone said. Ew.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's got to...
Oh, someone said if they don't get together by the end of this, Brienne,
oh
I'm all riot.
What?
By the end of all this, oh, no.
This is like
Brienne
John Belushi in Animal House right
oh,
now.
Oh my gosh. Are we through the episode?
Okay.
These two beds.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Hound, man. Always have.
Despair.
You love his voice.
I do.
She's going down to the smithy. The Smith.
Oh.
Smith. Then the crypt.
Then the, oh.
The velvet crypt.
Harkening back to the first episode.
Bastard is a snow in the north, a sand in the south.
Oh, it's bigger than I thought her drawings would.
Separates.
But it should
somehow
be able to separate according to her.
I wonder if it has a chain between it.
Double end. Yeah.
Then it would be nunchucks, like I've been saying.
Well, they always said hit them with the pointy end. So if this one has two pointy ends, with.
It does have two pointy ends.
Nice. Back.
Ooh.
Oh my god, this is
Wow.
Whoa.
Interrogation.
Gloves are off.
Oh my god.
Literally.
They're gonna bang. Oh my god.
I still look at her as a child.
Oh. Oh! Didn't see that coming.
Ah! Oh! Ah! Oh my god! I can't, guys. Our chat is exploding.
Oh! Oh my god!
All right. Now just go ahead and show all of it.
Oh
my god.
Wow.
Where's your Bangola? Where's your
HBO?
They gotta take
HBO
off all 40 layers.
I know, there's
HBO
so many layers. It's winter, it's cold. Oh my.
Do you guys think they're gonna attack right now?
Yes.
Is that what we saw in the previews?
No, we don't get to see.
This episode was called Cockblock Gendry.
You can see all these scars.
Oh my god.
That's a body double.
I just saw that. Good for her.
How do you know, Ryan?
I could just, you can just tell. I mean, you know.
They're going to be too tired to fight.
Now they'll have more motivation.
Tyrion's drunk.
Tyrion. It's been a while since we had one of his drunk gambles.
You never see any coffee tables up in this situation. She likes him now.
Oh, cute!
Great. Amy's gonna do it.
Oh shoot, oh shoot, oh shoot.
Amy's gonna knight her.
Oh! political structure taking place, starting to form.
Neil.
Jenna says Jamie's looking for some brownie points. I think so a little bit.
At least he could do.
Some Brienne points.
I see what you mean.
And that means she can knight Podrick. Yay! Everyone gets to. You get a knighthood! And you get a knighthood!
It's ironic that Jamie's giving out handouts.
Oh!
Oh! Come on!
Yeah.
Trying again, Jeremy!
I have something for that Theon Sansa.
Jaden's tearing up again.
We've never heard this fully through.
Wow.
Because Sansa...
It's like everything she has wanted. Everyone's getting what they want tonight. This is the only episode we're going to get with this.
Oh, yes.
Oh! Yes. So, Brienne of Tarth.
Oh.
Knights of the Seven Kingdoms.
Wow.
She loves it.
I mean, she only saved his life.
No big deal.
First scene.
Oh, I love
with them.
Yes.
Lady Mormont.
Oh.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. Lady Mormont for the throne.
Oh, what a boss.
Yeah.
Things I want to be when I grow up.
Doing it.
Heartsbane.
Oh.
He hated his father and all that jazz.
No, he's talking about Gior, Jorah's father.
Oh, his father. Oh, okay, yeah.
Gior Mormont.
Gior Mormont. Where did he have that sword all this time?
It was on the mantle. Yeah, oh.
Oh, but like, through his travels and like, he's, you mean Sam?
Yeah, where did he...
That's actually a good point. A little off the mantle, but been to a lot of places. I guess he's had it this whole time.
Hmm. Everyone's like saying what they always wanted to, like last words.
Now's the time.
I've just been wondering, are the other southern houses of the north, the Manderleys, Kerwin, are they here or...
They're supposed to be, if they're not already the Night King.
Tyrion's like every girl at a sleepover. Like, I don't want to go to bed yet.
Rings of Castamere.
Closer down.
Brienne. Yeah.
Yes.
Ha 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 ha!
Audrey.
Nice pod. Like it.
The body double.
Wow.
Who was Sansa just with?
Jon.
Jon, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he dead. He dead.
Yeah.
So dead.
Yeah.
But he'll be back.
Grey Worm.
With blue eyes.
Oh, he always wanted blue eyes.
Where are the dragons?
Wherever they want to be.
Did they make dragon armor?
Oh,
I
hope so.
Oh, my God. I can't.
You're going to be in front of Liana?
He's going to tell her.
Or he's going to be about to tell her, maybe.
No, he has to tell her. There's no time to tell her any other time.
As Bran would say, we don't have time for this.
It's everyone's last words. Episode.
No one could be distracted.
La, 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 don't be shy.
Tell the girl you're her cousin.
Go on,
tell her.
The girl, tell her.
Lady.
Mother.
My mother.
You're my aunt.
Yeah. Right.
That's my uncle.
My dad.
Yeah,
bad. Oh, he did.
No, it's not what happened.
He didn't.
Oh,
oh my God.
Uh-oh.
I can't.
Are they going to say?
Moved.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Everything's just
shit.
Advancing so quickly.
Come on, Danny.
I can't. Oh my God, I can't.
Knows.
I have to hide. I can't even.
My name is.
Oh shit.
Oh my God!
Tell her your name!
You're gonna get interrupted.
Oh!
Ah!
No, you don't! Seven Kingdoms yours.
He's sore it.
There's no credibility for saying all.
Oh! Oh!
Howland Reed.
Yeah. Ride dragons.
Bummer, right? I don't know. What are you gonna do?
I'm taking my dragons home.
Sorry, Boo.
Yeah, and?
He doesn't even
move
want
over
it.
Move over, Auntie.
I mean, he was more worried about the incest, and she's like straight to the Iron Throne.
Yeah, she's like the power
I know,
thing.
No one's gonna bring that up.
Wait! Oh, because the horns. Okay.
Oh.
Here we go.
There's a spear. Oh, it's just one of them. Okay.
Oh my god.
How many are there?
Oh my god, there's so many
of the White Walkers.
Is that it?
That's not it.
Okay. The kings are gone. Okay. All right.
For the coming attractions, are they just going to have total action?
Yes, we'll
total wait. Action.
Oh, episode 3 is total action. Yeah.
It's another one of those episodes, you know, where you got to have it. Gotta have it.
Did he seem hurt more by the fact that the first thing she mentioned was the throne?
I think, because
his face when she said the throne, he's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, he was just thinking of, like,
the throne's
he loves
the last
her.
Thing. Yeah, on his mind, and that's the first thing on hers.
Oof.
Yeah.
And it goes back to last episode. You gave up your kingdom for her. Would she do the same?
Yeah, he literally, exactly.
And
she's
like, the throne?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. She just wants the Targaryen to rule. She wants her house to rule. So now that she...
Oh, no. She wants to rule.
No,
she wants to rule.
It has to be Dany.
I don't know. Well, I don't think it's going to happen. She's been too determined throughout all of the seasons for it to actually happen. Game of Thrones won't give that to her. They don't give you what you want.
I mean, both scenes between her and Starks this episode, the scene between her and Sansa, as soon as it brought up anything about the North, it was like...
Lots of division.
Done with the relationship.
Yeah. Fly those dragons away.
All right,
oh my god, you guys. This is crazy. She's so angry.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're gonna lose Brienne.
Definitely means the labyrinth.
What is this? what do you think this battle is gonna be called here? The Battle of Winterfell?
Two.
Was this episode titled Winterfell 2?
What was it titled? Did we find out yet?
Let's see if they put it up yet.
White Walker Boogaloo!
Go down to White Walker
Winterfell
Boogaloo.
Summer Party.
Yeah, that's right. That was great. That was nice and juicy. I loved it.
I would have called that episode Last Word.
Is it the dragon? No, that's the one from last season. No, I don't have a title anywhere.
Guys, need this, though.
We got some.
I wanted to say thank you guys who've been watching and sticking around in our live chat. We've got 52 people with us.
Wow. What's up, fam?
We'll see you later in our after show in an hour. 8 p.m. Pacific time, and lots of good comments. What do you guys think about that promo? I mean,
well, we saw Arya.
Well, we all know what it's going to be.
We saw Arya around Stone, like running,
right? Which we've seen in the promo.
Which makes me think catacombs and Ryan's right.
Yeah. Why would you fight in a basement? You know, you wouldn't. But yeah, it's going to be a battle. We know that. But this episode, we got a lot to talk about. A lot of political shiftings and personal relationships and. Missing pieces and tantalizing bits. I can't wait to get into it with the episode.
It's like pretty much what we always wanted to hear people say to each other. We heard in this episode, so that was nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun going over it and seeing what we all think and how we chewed it up.
This looks like it might be called The Rightful Queen.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I think that's what I'm gathering.
That's not an overall. It's very interesting.
I mean. It's anyone's guess. It's either the Rightful Queen or there's something else that people think it might be. Oh, Wikipedia has it now. Rightful Queen.
The Rightful Queen.
Directed by David Nutter.
The Rightful Queen.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Okay, some people in the chat said the promo showed nothing. Other people say pay close attention. It tells us everything. guys,
it's either everything
or nothing at all.
Well, episodes 3 through 6 are all written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss.
They're like, we're not letting this end.
Yeah, wow.
Without
and they direct the finale. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
I think next episode is the longest episode.
I thought the last two were the longest.
No, I heard the battle episode is the longest episode.
I heard episode 3 and episode 5 were the most expensive television episodes ever produced.
Well, we're gonna lots of research to talk about that production. Yeah. I mean, I heard everyone complaining about, you know, how they did that, and it was 33 degrees.
55 days of night filming.
Yeah. Like, well, being up all night and then getting a few hours of sleep and having to do... They said that it was, like, character acting to, like, a T, because they were literally, like, living the situation.
Method
acting, yeah, exactly. Like, method acting. Like, they were in that situation. So it definitely described.
We're doing the after show in an hour?
We are, guys. Wait,
can we do it now?
Wait,
earlier?
Wait. Oh, yeah, okay, so 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
You guys want to, like, go get some, like... Like some fries.
We gotta wrap this watch along first, guys.
Hey, this is
make sure you stay with us.
Yeah, this is my first watch along. It was a lot of fun being watched as we watched our favorite show. We hope that you enjoyed it, and you know, next time it'll be we watch along with us, along with you, watching your show, watching us watch it, and come back and watch us some more. We'll be on after the show at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock
Pacific.
11 o'clock Eastern. Standard time.
Next week, we might actually be able to go right at 7. Or right after the episode ends, which I guess would be 8 o'clock anyway. Mm.
Okay.
It's going to be a longer episode.
Yeah, then you can just stick around.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for your comments, guys.
I'm Ryan Malotti. Who are you?
I'm Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. I'll be hosting the episode that we are going to go through, so make sure you tune in.
And I'm Jeremy Dan. Psyched to get going.
Yeah, and I'm Anna K. Thomas. Thanks, guys, for being in the chat with me. We will address some of these comments in our after show, I promise.
And Stephen Lemieux on the buttons.
All right,
Stephen,
we'll see you guys next week.
Wrap us up. Love you guys.